Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Enlightened Networking 30 Minutes of Wisdom call for Friday, September 2nd. I want to thank everyone for being able to join us here this morning. Every Friday morning, we get together for 30 minutes of enlightened education and wisdom from speakers, authors, lecturers, teachers, and just enlightened beings that have gifts to share. And today, we have some very special people that are going to be sharing with us 30 minutes of insight from their life and experiences. And I'd like to turn the call over to my partner in life, my beloved darling, Robin Blank Mascari. Over to you, Robin.
Well, thank you, Gregory, and good morning, everyone. And we really appreciate you taking the time to be with us, whether you're listening live or on a recording. We are just totally grateful to see our beautiful Enlightened Networking community grow. And we've got such wonderful treasures to share. And this morning, we have a new one, new in my life. It's a great story on our 30 Minutes of Wisdom, and the topic is the flip-flop CEO. And this mother-daughter team has a great background that makes them tremendous experts for this topic this morning, because the mother part of the partnership came from a background of being a single mom raising two daughters alone, and you know, was she really has a passion to support people in their independence, because her story, you know, she knows what it feels like to be overwhelmed and overworked, underpaid, and not having hope, and 30 years ago got introduced to this profession. And it was called other things at that time. And I went to one of those infamous secret meetings and said, I never want to be one of those people. And then she went on to have a very, very successful sales career, loved her job, loved the company. Everything was great. And then all of a sudden, it changed in a moment. And her world changed. And the future didn't look so bright anymore. And the hope for having the lifestyle was gone. The children were grown, and her youngest is one of those wise young women that questions things and doesn't buy into this is the way it needs to be. You should do this. You should get this job. You should, you know, wear your high heels and get stuck in traffic, and wanted a different lifestyle and was open enough to trust her heart and look for other possibilities. And came across the profession of network marketing and was wise enough to honor her own heart and realize that it doesn't have to be that way. And I love the quotes that she uses. So I'm going to let them speak. But my experience, I was honored. I got introduced to their book just recently. I picked it up. I read the cover, Get a Life, the Flip-Flop CEO, and I was deeply touched. You know, plan your work around your life rather than your life around your work. I was fortunate enough to, believe it or not, they're in Bozeman or in Montana right now. And this morning they're going to share a wonderful story with us about how you really can live the lifestyle of your dreams, and we have a vehicle to do that. So I would love to welcome Janine Finney and Lori Muirhead. Are you with us this morning, ladies?
We are. Oh. We are honored to be here, Robin. Thank you.
Oh, my treat, and I think everyone on this line's treat, because your story and your message are really important for people to hear. People in our profession get it. You wrote this book called The Flip-Flop CEO. Why did you guys do that?
I think it was because of our journey and what we went through, and we've experienced that other people are going through the same thing. And I think it really creates a distance between friends and family for those people that truly get it and those people that absolutely don't. And having been there, we just really hope to bridge that gap. And I mean, our real vision is to create a paradigm shift in the way that people and society look at this amazing business. And so, you know, we told our story, and we looked for a ghostwriter as we decided to write this book, and we found the perfect person. We wanted somebody that could be really sassy and write this a little bit in your face to all the people that don't get it, because, you know, again, I've been there and I understand. And we found the perfect person in Whitney Roberts, and we came together and wrote the book and just really kind of outline one by one all the things that make this business so brilliant. And we hope that when people share this with their family and friends and loved ones and prospective business partners, that the light bulb will go on for them as it has for me.
Well, thank you, Lori. Janine. You know, you were one of those people 30 years ago that had the bad experience, and a lot of people hold on to that. And your book is a real contribution to help people, you know, kind of wake up. We're in a challenging time in our world, and this material in your book, this lifestyle, this opportunity is more important than ever. How are you able to, in your book, what do you share in there that is a little bit sassy and kind of in your face that helps people wake up? Because I know the people that are in the profession already buy in and they love your book and they're using it to build their business. But I think your market is really something for those other people, isn't it?
It is. And it's funny because it has turned out to be such a tool for actual network marketers or people in direct sales. It is their backbone. It's kind of like, I knew I wasn't crazy, and this book is telling me why. And really, it's the voice for those people to share it with the people in their lives, just like me. You know, when I got this, I got it instantly. And really, that's not to say anything to credit me. It's just more, I was naive. And if you've never seen, you know, a dog before and you've never had a bad experience with the dog, you know, if it's never bitten you before, you think it's great. And so my mom had, you know, a completely opposite reaction to the same business that I found so brilliant. And we want to be the voice for people just me who maybe don't know what to say or how to say it. And I didn't know how to come back to my mom and let her know what I really saw in this, because no matter what I said, she still had that experience 30 years ago. And we don't want to argue that experience with people because we get it. We understand what can give you a bad taste in your mouth, and it's still brilliant. So no matter what your experience has been, it's still amazing. And if you take a closer look, you might find a fit for you. And that's all we really want to do, is show what this is, what this isn't, and give it a new light. And it definitely tends to speak to people lately that never thought in a million years they would ever find themselves doing this type of, you know, business model and be in this profession, and my mom included. And like I said, I didn't have any conceived ideas, so I didn't have an opinion either way. I just saw it for what it was and truly thought it was brilliant. So we go, you know, we take an approach in the book to just help people clarify their misconceptions. And I really feel like when people immediately say they don't have time or they don't have money or it's a scam or it's a pyramid, all of those things are questions. They're not objections. They're questions. They're when they come out of people's mouths, it's really a sign for all of us to know it's misunderstood. People are just asking questions. And it may come in the form of no, no way, not in a million years. But what I see is a big question mark, and I don't get it. That's what I hear. So I think this book clarifies all of that. And
oh,
Robin,
go ahead.
As you said, Robin, this is Janine again. I think there's never been a better time for people to have a more clear awareness of this business model, because so many people are experiencing life not working as they're following this old map that used to lead to where they wanted to go, but it doesn't any longer. And there's so many people that are feeling stuck and hopeless. And this business is, you know, we feel like we get to be a messenger of hope, possibility, and abundance to people. And, you know, the time has come where it's really perfect timing for people to really understand it.
I'm sitting here just so pleased, honored, touched. What you guys are doing is, offering that hope, yes, but even more importantly, you're modeling it. And from that place, you know, people could have whatever question. That was so beautiful, Lori, their questions or doubts or whatever that they really can have in these crazy times or whenever, a lifestyle that reflects what's important. And you guys held that vision a long time ago that you would love to work together but weren't able to figure that one out. And now you're a mother-daughter team embodying truly a dream lifestyle for that will continue to it. The story is brilliant because you come from such different backgrounds. And, Lori, your wisdom, was she like this, Janine, all her life? Was she this wise?
You know, sometimes I just wonder where she came from. I'm so glad. I think a lot of times we as parents are teachers by showing our kids what they don't want. And I think that, you know, she saw me always struggling and, you know, my life was really hard. And I think sometimes that's, you know, a good lesson. Our kids are watching us. And I think, you know, that's another reason I get so excited about this, because we have the opportunity to show our kids what's possible. And we were just at a conference a couple weeks ago, and we had a little 8-year-old come up to us and ask us to sign her little notebook. She said she wanted to be a flip-flop CEO when she grows up. And, oh, my gosh, that just meant the world to us, because how cool if kids really can grow up and see this as a choice, just like, you know, all the other respected choices that are out there.
I just am imagining that and just, oh, my goodness, what that must have felt like. And there is this generation now that's watching their parents live the lifestyle that we have the opportunity to have. You know, the name Flip-Flop CEO, you guys, I love it. Would you share what that means? Because, I mean, I know what it means now, but I was like, that's cute. What does that mean?
Basically, it's a flip-flop lifestyle with a CEO income, and people usually think you have to trade one or the other. You have to have freedom with no money, or you have money with no freedom. And we say you can have both, and it's not too good to be true. You really can have both, and that's what I struggled with when I was right out of college. I had just gotten my degree. I thought life was going to look a certain way. I had just always envisioned freedom, flexibility, and money. I mean, I just never thought that, you know, once I hit the real world, people would say, okay, you kind of got to choose. If you want to make a lot of money, you might not have a whole lot of time to enjoy it, and vice versa. And that was not okay with me. That was actually a huge defining moment for me. And I didn't care what anybody told me, including my mom, including my brand new husband, including my in-laws, including my friends. Everyone around me was pointing the other way, saying, nope, this is work. This is why it's called work. Just suck it up. My mom definitely kept telling me to suck it up and just deal with it, because that's what life is. And you know, and I appreciate that, because that was her experience, and so I can't argue that, and again, that's her truth, and yet I was not going to accept that. That was not my truth. So the Flip-Flop CEO is all about a flip-flop lifestyle, and you know, whether you wear Uggs, whether you wear Tevas, whether you wear, you know, whatever, cowboy boots, it doesn't matter. We're in Montana, so it's probably cowboy boots here, but whatever your lifestyle is, it's your choice, and you never have to feel stuck, and you never have to choose between your family or your career or your significance or your freedom. I mean, none of that is, it's not either or. And for me, I struggled so much as a 20, early 20s, realizing that people really believed you have to choose. You get one or the other. And that was really defining for me. I was like, no, that's not the way it is, and that's not the way I'm going to live my life. And I love that my mom and I get to be an example of that, and we're one or two of many hundreds of thousands of examples of that. And you know, we wrote this book not as experts, but just as living proof. We're not even at the, you know, we're not, we haven't even reached the total possibilities in this business, in this profession. And that's what I love, too, is the sky is the limit. And we're just on our journey. And we just felt compelled to really share our story with other people sooner rather than later, so we can actually get more amazing, brilliant, savvy, successful, smart women and men to really get this concept and open the door for others. And that's what we're excited to be a part of.
And I think also, it, more than anything, we want the book to be a wake-up call. And just, you know, wake up and realize that you have choices. And every single moment is a choice. And again, I think there's so many people out there. I was one of them that felt stuck. I felt like, you know, I had created my situation and I did not know how in the world I was ever going to rise above it as a single mom who was not making enough money to make ends meet. And yet, and even when this opportunity, when Lori first got it and tried for a year to get me to get it, I was so busy looking for a way to be able to spend, you know, half the year in one state and the other half in another, and to make a six-figure income and to have the freedom to, you know, take off and sort of, again, plan my work around my life instead of my life around my work. And I was looking for exactly what this was, but I didn't expect it to look like this. So I was so busy looking, you know, looking for the things out there that I would recognize, looking for a job, if you will, looking for, in the want ads, for some description of this career that was going to do all these things for me. And it was sitting right in my lap, and I didn't recognize it because of my old beliefs that were no longer serving me. And so that's, you know, that's the clarity that we want to shine on this amazing, amazing profession.
Wow. You know, so many people, your story is something that I feel is going to really help a lot of people with their families. As many times, some of us, and I know I was certainly guilty of that and alienated my whole family with my overzealousness when I got into this profession. And they didn't get it then, and they don't seem to be really open now, although there's a little opening happening with a few of them, that this book can be the tool for those people that we may have gotten off to a wrong start with, saying, you know, would you be open, you know, to give this another look, and then give them the book. Especially people that are struggling and wanting to live that kind of lifestyle. So you've got this very special day coming up on Tuesday. Would you guys talk about that? Because I would love to invite everyone on this call, because I know you've got this community that's participating here with us on these calls is definitely the fan club and the models and the inspirations. Could you invite them to what you guys are up to?
Absolutely. Thank you for allowing us to do that. I recently read the book Tribes, and if anyone has not read that, it's Seth Godin's book, one of his newer books. And it talks about it only takes one person to really create a movement. And if you've had this burden placed on your heart to be a spokesperson about anything, then go for it, because you can change the world by really shouting out what you believe in. And that's what we're doing with the Flip Flop CEO. And what we want to do to that means with the Flip Flop CEO on Tuesday, the 6th, the day after Labor Day, we're doing Flip Flop Appreciation Day. And, you know, Labor Day weekend is a time for getting together with family and friends and relaxing and putting your flip-flops on and just really enjoying the day and just appreciating how good it feels to not be at work. And yet on Tuesday morning, a lot of people are going to have to get up and, you know, put those heels and pantyhose back on and deal with the traffic and, you know, and some people are happy with the jobs that they're going back to, but some are not. And so as that is happening on Tuesday, we decided to declare it Flip-Flop Appreciation Day. And so we are doing a promotion where we are offering the book on Amazon at $3 off. So the book will be sold for $10.95 on Amazon all day on Tuesday the 7th. And more than anything, I just want everyone to know that by ordering the book on Amazon that day, you're really voting. You're really casting a vote to raise the awareness of this amazing profession. because by getting a lot of attention on Amazon, we'll be able to get a higher ranking, hopefully. And once we do that, we can go to mainstream America. What I want to do is see this book get out of just the network marketing arena and into corporate America and into the places where all those people are having to go back to work that don't know that they have a choice. So we're doing this offer so that everybody can help us create this movement and lock arms with everyone from all the different companies that are in network marketing. Just lock arms and come together to collaborate and raise the awareness of this amazing profession.
Wow. So how do people spread the word about this movement that you guys, and that book by Seth Godin is fabulous. Everything he does, that man is brilliant.
Yes.
What was it, The Meatball Sunday? Yeah, he's out on the skinny branches as a marketer, and he's incredible. So if people haven't experienced him, but how do people actually join, you know, spread this message?
If you go to our Facebook page, it will describe it there. And we would love to have more of us collaborating and connected on our Facebook page. I just think it's a great place for all of us to show our support of this profession and our love of this profession. And anything that you want to share with us on our page, that would be awesome. We would love to hear from you. And that's where the details of Flip Flop Appreciation Day is that we have self-designated. And we're just excited to really create a situation where it's a great deal for everyone to get this book. And we do want this to create a movement overall just in the world to really flip your paradigm and flip your priorities. Because I feel that a lot of people, again, it was my experience right out of college, people's priorities are backwards. You know, we think money first, then family, and then whatever comes next. And I feel like if we can just flip our priorities, I feel like I've had more abundance in my life once I did flip my priorities from money not being my focus, but really my passion and my what I want to do with my days. When I started focusing on that, the abundance came. So we want to give that gift to everyone else, and hopefully in the form of this book that it can do it. So I know also by spreading the word, you can take the link from Facebook and share it. So if you're on Facebook, you can share the link on your page to get the word out that way.
And I think I'm not a real big Twitter person. I don't know how to tweet personally, but for those that do, I guess you can tweet about it. And, you know, Facebook is pretty amazing, the things that can, you know, happen there. But just, you know, even just anybody that you know, if you are in a network marketing company, maybe contact the leaders and let's just really get the word out. I believe that miracles can happen when we all become the change that we wish to see. And I just think that you know, we're in a business that's all about word of mouth, spreading the word. So I think we can really make that happen.
Wow. Professional networkers are definitely the ones to spread the word. So people can go to Facebook and then just do a search for Flip Flop CEO. It'll pop up right away. You can share that link on your link and become a friend of Flip Flop CEO by clicking the like button. And then if for more information about Janine and Lori and the movement and what they're up to and to keep track, because these guys, the book just came, the book is quite new, isn't it?
Yes, it came out in the middle of May. And just to clarify, it's the Flip Flop CEO on Facebook. I think there may be some other pages, but really the official one that we're a part of is the Flip Flop CEO.
Okay, so that's how people find you on Facebook and learn about the movement and can share that with their teams, their friends, their companies. And then your website is flipflopceo.com, correct?
No, that is the Flip Flop CEO too. We've
okay,
got that.
The website and Facebook are the same, the Flip Flop CEO. And then you can get the book on Amazon, and there's that special that exists for that one day. And this is the kind of book, and could you briefly share a few stories you've heard from people that have shared this book? Because that's really the power of it. And it's one of those books I know that Someone on my team read the book, and the first thing she says is, what's the bulk price, because I want to get a box of them. Just so people know, well, maybe you guys can share the format of the book and then a little bit on a story or two while we have a few minutes left.
Yes, we really did write the book to be a tool, if you will, to give people that you are thinking about inviting to join you in your business. And we've heard a couple of stories that have just been really amazing. One of them is a gal that's on Lori's team, and her sister-in-law, she had been trying to get to join her in the business ever since she got started, I think for probably about 6 years. And her sister-in-law was just absolutely not interested. And Hope lived in Arizona, and her sister-in-law lived on the East Coast. And ironically, Hope called Lori a couple weeks ago and told her that her sister-in-law had called her, and she had just finished reading the Flip-Flop CEO, and she was ready to join her business. And Hope did not give her the book. She still doesn't know how her sister-in-law got the book. Made its way into her hand. She read it, and it really did open her mind, and she decided to join her. And then another gal that we work with in Arizona had talked about the fact that she was leaving, I guess, a sample of some products. She was about to go on vacation, and she had been talking to a neighbor about the products, and she was leaving a sample for her neighbor to try while she was gone. And she stuck in a copy of the Flip-Flop CEO, and she said, and if you're curious about, you know, what I do, you can read, and I guess she had her read a couple of chapters, I think chapters 2 and 3 of the book. And when she got back from vacation, the gal said, well, I want the products, and I really think I want to do this business with you. So two really good stories that we've heard about this really opening the minds of people. So that's really how we envision the book being used. Is it really is a book that is going to provide clarity. We go through the top 10 reasons we did this gig, the best things about this business, and we go through all of the objections and the things that we who are in this business hear all the time from people,
which are really just questions, by the way.
Thanks, Lori.
And truly, that is such good advice to remember that it is, that, you know, people are just more information. And so by the time you finish reading the book, I cannot imagine, I mean, it's really the way I feel about this business anyways. If you really understand it, what's not to love? I mean, what is there about this business that is not absolutely amazing? And so that's really what someone will leave feeling like after they've read the book.
Wow. And in the book, there's, you know, a little bit about our profession, and there's some real-life stories of people like you and like lots of other people coming from very different backgrounds, and then the shift they made. And then, you know, the rest of the book goes into really the sassy part, right? So this book is really a vehicle to help all of us. And, you know, I've become a big fan of Darren Hardy, the publisher of Success Magazine. He says, if you're talking, you're pointing to a tool. So I hope everyone on this line realizes that this is a really important tool, whether people are looking for a profession or not, but just to even honor and support what you're up to and understand it from a third party. And then be even more supportive, and then maybe even make that flip-flop shift in their own mind that, you know, what you guys, from my perspective, are embodying, inspiring other people to do is really live a lifestyle in alignment with what's important. Because, Lori, you've got a few young kids, and you guys like to travel, and you like to do things together, and, you know, that's true for all of us. So what other, any other final comments? And we keep our call to 30 minutes recorded. And then when the recording's over, then we open up for the people live on the call for a brief Q&A. And I know several people from your team are on this call, too, so that's great. So any other final comments from either, from both of you?
You know, one thing that just comes to mind for me is, as we're talking about the day after Labor Day,
you know, there are so many people who love what they do. And we're not here to tell anyone to quit their job and do this. What we're saying, again, it's not either or. I just want that to be an overlying message for all of this, is it's not either or. If you love what you do, and I come across so many people that genuinely are passionate about their job, they love what they do. Of course they want more choices. Of course they want a little more freedom. But they genuinely love what they do, and they are contributing in a big way to this world through their job. And I just want to let you know that we encourage that, we support that, and we're cheering you on. And this is also an additional vehicle for more income, more choices, more really more significance. You know, if you just think about this vehicle adding even more possibilities to your life, that's what it's about. It's adding abundance to your life. It's adding significance. It's adding collaboration with an amazing group of people wherever your tribe is, and that's what it's about. It's and. It's not either or.
And this is Janine. And I would just if there are other people out there that are not natural born dreamers, my darling daughter is, I was not a dreamer, and I just really encourage people to dream more and really ask yourself, in my wildest dreams, and fill in the blank, and really think about what you would like to do with your life. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. So I really encourage people to think about what you want your life to stand for. What do you want it to be about? And know that this can be the vehicle to get you there.
Wow. Well, I am so grateful that you guys took the time to be with us and share this really important message that we reached you in the early stages of this book, because I know this is going to be a very, very impactful, huge book in our world, not just in our profession, but to really inspire people. And Janine has a quote: she not only saw the light at the end of the tunnel, she became the light to others. And I just, you have so many wonderful quotes. I thank you guys for sharing your 30 minutes of wisdom this morning. And we will complete a recording in just a moment, and then those of you that want to stay on and have a few minutes of Q&A with Janine and Lori, they agreed to be with us for a few minutes. Next week, oh my goodness, this is the perfect setup for next week, because I don't know how many people know that Napoleon Hill has a new book out. It was written 73 years ago, but it just got released recently, and it was too controversial to release. It's called Outwitting the Devil, and it's really quite fascinating. Napoleon Hill interviews the devil. The book has been annotated by Sharon Lecter, who is the co-author with Robert Kiyosaki in the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series, and an amazing woman. She is going to be on our 30 Minutes of Wisdom next week, followed by the following week after that is Learning How to Think Like an Olympian, Marilyn King, three-time Olympian, on Passion, Vision, Action. So we've got a great lineup continuing on, and I want to thank you guys again for being with us. And if you can stand by for just a moment, we'll open up the lines. This completes our 30 Minutes of Wisdom for today with the Flip Flop CEO authors, Janine and Lori. Thanks, guys.